Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Nay, nay.
Nay.
Not like any other day. What?
Look at you already off to the races doing horsey things. Nay,
ever
nay.
Since that seed was planted in my brain yesterday, I can't stop thinking about being a horse.
You are Dancing Eric Horseman. Sorry.
Dancing Eric Horseman.
Dancing Eric Horseman. It's been there all the while. We just had no idea how horsey you could possibly be.
When I was brushing my teeth this morning, I was really trying to show my gums. I'm debating if I could eat a whole apple.
Really?
In one bite.
Yeah, like core and all? Is that bad for you?
I think so. Isn't there arsenic?
Oh, wait, there's arsenic. Yes,
there's arsenic in the seeds.
But I think if you
But a horse can eat a whole apple.
But a horse is a lot bigger than a human.
Good point.
Think about this. Think about it all the way through. I think if you don't chew the seed, like, you know.
You swallow it?
If you just swallow it whole.
Doesn't it take a lot of apple seeds to make poison?
Probably.
Everything I learned about making arsenic from apple seeds came from Ozark. Do you remember season one or season two?
I completely forgot.
The heroin lady kills her husband.
That's right.
With she homemade.
Oh, sorry. Also, spoiler alert.
It's no. No. It's we're far away from there.
And it doesn't ruin the rest of Ozark.
That's
right. There's a lot of other things that happen.
He was an insignificant character.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I can eat a whole apple.
You just get your jaw going. Yeah.
I might have to. Can you unhinge? You know,
me?
You shouldn't. Not you.
Oh, no.
Just humans in general.
No.
I'll add you.
Oh, I'll try. No. I don't think so.
What else? You know,
but there's other horse qualities that you could possibly have.
Well, I also have to learn how to eat out of a bag. Right?
I think you're very close because don't you bring a bag of snacks every day? You are already eating out of a bag. You have, yes, you have your little Target sack.
I do.
High V sack, whatever it is.
Look, I'm a horse. Just put my face in.
You carry snacks in
a bag. Okay.
You eat out of, oh my gosh.
I like wearing sunglasses and horses have blinders.
Uh-huh.
Claire.
You do.
All I need now is a mullet. I just need a mane.
Now we have a bit of a problem here.
This is where we hit a speed bump. It's not a problem. It's an opportunity.
A special opportunity.
For me to grow out a mane by next Saturday for prom. I don't know if that's going to happen.
If only horses had hairy chests and faces.
They do. They're made of hair.
Yeah, but they're not known for that, you know?
That's true.
They're flowing locks. Maybe we could find you a horse head that has a mane.
They make those.
Yeah, or maybe like there's a fashionable headband that has ears and a mane.
I've been looking into buying one of those masks, but my question is, where do I get to see out of it? Or don't I? Because usually you could tell, they're going to put it in the mouth, right?
Horses, the eyes are on the sides.
So my head is going to be probably most of the neck. So where are my eyes going to go?
I hope.
I've got a big horse muzzle coming out of my...
You only have peripheral vision.
Two little slits over here?
I don't know.
So I see people coming, but when someone's in front of me and wants to shake the horse's hoof...
Dancing Eric Horseman, nice to meet
you. Where are you? Oh, there you are.
I'd shake your hand, but here, I'll just hold mine out. You meet me. Meet me halfway.
I'm going to be an awkward mascot.
Uh-huh.
That'll be fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got
Z102.9's Hold Your Horses Prom figured out.
I'm embracing this.
Dancing Eric Horseman.
Dancing Eric Horseman.
Gosh, I'm starting the day off very horsey. I love it.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then remember how the whole COVID thing like swept through and you didn't know what was happening and you couldn't believe that like it's not coming to where we live, right?
It just kind of slowly worked its way across Europe.
Yep.
And then boom.
It's here.
Yep.
Viruses don't just target humans. Now there's a virus that is apparently targeting chocolate.
No, stop talking.
I know.
Now.
I know.
Fake news. Rip it up.
Viral disease ravaging cacao
trees
in West Africa, where half of the world's chocolate originates. It's called cacao swollen shoot virus disease, or CSSVD.
Okay.
It's got like these mealy bugs that feed on the trees.
God!
And once the tree gets infected, God! Once the tree gets
No!
No! The plant exhibits some symptoms. Stop. The symptoms to look for are swelling of the roots, swelling of the stems, red veins on some of the young, immature leaves.
Is this making zombie chocolate?
And the cacao pod is shrinking.
No!
There's shrinkage, Eric!
Claire!
Shrinkage!
God!
They think that it's going to really take a toll on the cacao harvest. Am I saying that right?
You're cacao. Saying it. Give me a little Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's cacao. It's cacao.
Like
cacao.
A good neighbor. Cacao is cacao. No longer that.
The neighbor's not there. The cacao. It's going to be a shortage, though. I mean, it's going to create.
It's a shortage with shrinkage. This is horrible.
I am nervous, okay? I'm going to go. I know that as a news person.
As a news gathering man? Yes,
I'm
go on.
I'm supposed to just be impartial and just give you the facts.
No!
I'm freaked out, man!
This is an opinion piece, and we're against it.
This is the scaredest I've ever been.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know.
Thanks for that.
No, it's the heads up, okay? You've got your heads up.
I'm attacking you, the messenger.
Oh!
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Got a big weekend ahead of me. Whole reason you were my Uber is immediately following the show. My second Uber is going to show up, which is Shannon Hansen.
Oh, wow.
We are headed to CID, to then ORD, to then LGA, LaGuardia, which is New York City, because we are off to see Billy Joel in concert at Madison Square Garden.
Uninterrupted.
The show that CBS showed twice.
So nice they showed it twice.
We're going to see it once, and hopefully we'll go all the way to the end and they won't turn it off.
You're meeting up with some friends, and this is kind of like lifelong dream bucket list for him.
I noticed something as of late. Life is just funny, right?
Yeah.
We are back in a phase where we used to go to concerts all the time. Back when I started at Z102.9, concert a month was not uncommon. Then you just get really, really busy with life.
Yeah.
And now we've figured out ways, made time to carve time. And this is one of three big shows we're going to see, four, counting my London trip this year alone.
You're kind of adopting this whole, like, life's too short.
Buy the ticket, take the trip is our new mantra.
That's the mantra.
Buy the ticket, take the trip.
I know I'm going to be close, but I'm whiffing here.
If we could work it in, that's when we try to do it.
Good for you guys.
And this, by the way, I mean, bucket list, I guess, for us, but the friend we're going with wouldn't stop talking about it.
He's so excited.
To the point we thought he was going to buy tickets on his own when I had already helped his wife get him tickets for Christmas.
It was a surprise Christmas gift.
It was.
Don't buy the tickets. Don't do it.
And we always go to Chicago for a weekend in December, and he was talking about it so much in the car, we were like, someone's going to have to grab his phone or ruin the surprise. But luckily, none of that went down. He got the Christmas present. He burst out in tears.
Oh, my
gosh. So happy. So I can't wait to see the smile on his face when we see him at the airport.
I'm so excited for him.
Yeah. So thank you for being my Uber this morning.
Glad to.
Saves a car because it would have to stay here. And then here's what will happen. We'd fly home on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
We'd go home, forget the car was here.
Yep.
And then you'd have to pick me up again on Monday.
We always do that. Oh, I know. Save me a trip,
you think
too,
it's
really
convenient, but it's, yeah. But thank you for being my Uber this morning.
Well, thank you, because it kind of got me into a different mindset. I was kind of like ruminating on last night, and then all of a sudden I had a wonder before me, because I'm entering the city of Cedar Rapids from a different viewpoint, a different angle. And on your vantage point, Eric, on the way in, you get to see all of downtown, completely different angle, and all of Quaker Oats. And the thing that struck us was that all of the lights are on. Like, who's there now? Is it Oompa Loompas?
I've questioned in my mind, but since you were in the car, we both said, why are all the lights on at Quaker?
All of the lights are on. And I'm sure it's shift, right? So like
what are they doing on the ninth floor at Quaker?
I don't know. Like
the floor below the glowing red sign. What's happening there?
And is it all industrial? Is it all factory? Because like the pencil pushers can't be there, right? And there's got to be
an HR department, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's showing up in a suit today.
Yes.
At Quaker in Cedar Rapids. But there are more people showing up to make the products that plant makes.
But you know what no one ever talks about is what goes on in there.
I know. And we actually try to get, remember when the lights went out?
We frequently wonder about what goes on. Like, do you smell that? It smells like cotton. Remember when there was Cap'n Crunch cotton candy?
Yes, I do.
And we smelled it before we saw it on the store shelves?
Who's making it? Right? That's the question.
Who's making it?
Why are all the lights on? Who's making it?
We have so many questions.
Is there a river of just oatmeal?
If Big Quaker is listening.
Big Quaker? You mean the head Quaker?
Yeah.
Mr. Oates himself?
If Mr. Oates is listening right now.
The head of the Quaker church?
Just 5 minutes of your time.
And 5 minutes in the factory.
Yes.
You golden ticket us into that factory.
Give me a golden ticket. I want to be Charlie so bad.
National Weather Service in the Quad Cities putting our area on notice due to several chances for severe thunderstorms across the area beginning tomorrow. All hazards are in play. Large hail, damaging wind gusts, tornadoes. Rain is the key for Friday.
Okay. Lay it all out.
We're in a potential 1 to 3 inch rain event. Most of that potentially coming up Friday. So, storms.
All in the one day?
Potentially, yeah. Mm. A lot of it coming in that first bout on Friday. So, breezy Friday. It looks like showers starting Friday morning and then off and on throughout the day. And we're talking pushing at least a half an inch all the way up. It depends on that zone, right? Right now, we're in a high area for mm-hmm. heavy rain, but they don't know exactly where that's going to fall. So, yes, it's going to rain tomorrow. Then you've got storms lingering Friday night. Saturday looks pretty good up until about lunchtime. Another round developing. That's Saturday night. That's going to linger into Sunday. Sunday, pretty good shot of a thunderstorm off and on between, well, mostly the whole day. So also there's because we're now we got a warm front coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So 61 will be the high tomorrow. Then you got a 77 Saturday, 73 on Sunday. And that rain's probably going to linger all the way into Monday. So it's just a little, remember when the stuff came through last Tuesday, it was like a line and then another line behind it.
Yeah.
It's just, they just keep kind of falling in order. So be prepared for that.
Well,
right now. Okay. I'm feeling like, well, cause we're closer to it. They feel pretty good about knowing it's heavy rain on Friday. We'll see the severe information coming later today. And then Saturday, Sunday, again, the ingredients are there. It's just whether or not those systems form. It's a pretty wide area too that they're okay. projecting. So who knows where that stuff's going to start up.
It's just maybe a good day for those galoshes.
I feel like what the National Weather Service is doing a better job of is like, hey, our models are showing this 2-3 days out. So 2 days away, what's your plan?
Mm-hmm.
Who's picking up who? Do you have some water and a weather radio, right? And then the day before, double check you got everything. How are you going to stay in touch with people if you need to? And then the day up.
Yeah.
That seems to be the new approach to taking on severe weather.
Well, yeah, having been through the derecho.
Yes,
like,
for sure.
I was not prepared for a storm of that magnitude.
And I think all the models are getting more and more accurate the more they do them. So I like that it's like here. And much like, remember we had those tornadoes move through last week. Nobody got hurt.
Because
yeah. There's a lot of advance notice.
True.
So heed and then react as necessary. Let's get you a little bit of sports shorts. Nope. This is not. It's Iowa Cyclone Sports Short.
What?
This is not the right music.
What's wrong with this?
We need this music.
Why?
The Cyclones will open the 2025 football season playing Kansas State in Ireland.
How'd they get to Ireland?
The Aer Lingus College Football Classic, August 23rd, 2025, featuring the Iowa State Cyclones and the Kansas State Wildcats.
How did this happen? Do you have to apply for this? Are we
I don't
on
know.
How, an exchange program?
They've been doing this game at the stadium for a couple of years. Notre Dame kicked it off, which makes absolute sense.
Oh, totally,
sense. Yeah. Northwestern and our dear friends at Nebraska played in 2022 there.
Huh.
Saw some photos from that, and that stadium was packed.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, it would be a really fun trip.
Aer Lingus is the primary airline to get you to Ireland, so they're kind of sponsoring it. I remember the days of like the kickoff classic. There used to be that at I marched in one in New York City when I was in college.
Hmm.
They used to do kind of a pre-game at Chiefs Stadium. The Hawkeyes played there with, I think it was the Eddie Robinson Classic. So these kind of pre-season games, and now they're just getting alumni will travel,
yes.
Right? I think it's mostly an alumni travel package.
Novelty, spectacle, get you excited.
Yes. It's a preseason bowl game if you think of it that way.
Totally.
It's just, you've got the nice weather. It's international.
Uh-huh.
The ticket, by the way, I went to the Cyclone Sports website. The ticket packages are out. They're ready to book it. It was just announced yesterday.
I got to ask my dad about this.
Do I dare guess it's going to sell out? Do you think so? You've got a year to plan it. Why
yeah,
not?
Perfect. It's laying out perfectly.
Go and catch that. So this will be played at a 48,000 seat stadium in Dublin. They've never had the Big 12 there before. This will be the sixth time they've done this game at that stadium. So,
cool.
By the way, as a slightly jealous Hawkeye fan, congratulations. I would love to do the, when we did Iowa and whomever in Chicago, I thought that was really cool.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see a lot more of those.
The field was but
I'd like to see a lot more of the, not even the Northwestern game.
Not that one?
When Iowa played at Bear Stadium about 10 years ago, we had a couple of preseason games where we actually got to play in the Bear Stadium. Anything like these neutral sites, more of those would be kind of cool.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah, the Northwestern field, never, never again. That was bad news bears, my friend. That was not good at all. All right, what's got me feeling all right this morning? There is a chorus at Mercy Hospital. It's called Together in Song Chorus. It's a fun, low-pressure chorus. It's for individuals living with chronic conditions, specifically dementia, their care partners, and volunteers. Research has shown as people enter the chapters of dementia, while they're starting to lose touch with names and faces and people, song lyrics don't seem to fade.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I didn't know this.
So you take that research, and then on top of that, it's just a way to acknowledge life's not the best right now, but you can still have fun with your loved ones. So they have this chorus.
That's amazing.
They've had this going on since 2018. So their 2024 spring concert, Standing Room Only, will feature familiar songs from vaudeville to Broadway, big band to the silver screen. It's Friday, May 3rd, and it's 100% free. It's, I think it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So bring out the family and enjoy.
That's lovely.
I've seen these before with like, they'll do a chorus at like a prison, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe a facility where people are just trying to get their life back in order and then they'll check back out. But to use it for dementia patients and really their family, it's a coping mechanism.
You can't share memories anymore, but you can share a song that maybe meant something to both of you. My goodness.
So this is all happening next Friday, May the 3rd, Mercy's Family Innovation Center for Aging and Dementia. It is called Together in Song Chorus, and that's got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Pauly Shore might want to go ahead and give up on the whole Richard Simmons biopic idea because Richard Simmons made it really clear yesterday that he is not on board. And the reason being, he has his own plans for a biopic.
Oh, he does?
He does. He says in a tweet, I just read that a man I don't know is writing my biopic starring Pauly Shore. I do not approve this movie. I am in talks with major studios to create my own biopic with some help. Wait for this movie. He also said that Pauly Shore's biopic does not have his blessing. Some major studios are interested in being involved in my story. Who should play me? Tom Cruise? LOL.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Pauly Shore looks so much like him.
I know he does.
Could he just maybe like get on board for just a quick second? Just maybe.
Are we going to have an unauthorized and then an authorized
fighting at the same time?
Yeah.
I'm interested. I'm here for it. A bunch of Richard Simmons fighting. I'm there. Okay. Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department just dropped last Friday, and what a time she's having. It is breaking records left and right. The first album to ever surpass 1 billion streams in 1 week. It became Spotify's most streamed album in a single day with 300 million streams. Fortnite with Post Malone has become the most streamed song in a single day. And we don't know the exact number on that. How many in that one day?
Because that number's never been invented.
Because it's broken. She already broke it. It's so many streams. She's having tremendous success. And it's like, why would anybody try to tear her down right now? Certainly not Machine Gun Kelly. He's not going to do it. He was baited to do it, too. He was on the Hot Ones Versus show, and they kind of set him up. They're like, okay, now you got to say 3 things mean about Taylor Swift.
That's just the question?
Is there a question here? He sidestepped the whole thing, and people are applauding him for it. He called her very nice. He said, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to be out of your mother... loving mind.
Mother Machine Gun Kelly mind.
If you think I want any smoke from that fan base. Also, Taylor is a saint and very nice to me, and Travis is my bro. And then they were like giving him a little bit of crap. Like,
come on.
Come on. Why don't you just kiss her feet while you're at it? Jeez. He's like, bro, She's very nice. She's very, very nice. Well played. Well played.
I don't give him a lot of credit, but he all the credit. One. Yes.
No, not a lot of credit, but just a little bit of credit.
Okay,
on
a little credit.
That was a good sidestep. He handled it well. Beyonce has a new bestie. His name is Tyler. He's from the Philippines, and he is 2 years old. He just went viral on TikTok for asking his mom where Beyonce is.
Oh, my God.
Beyonce is his friend.
I love the tone.
It's so sweet.
I've never seen the video, but I bet it's just adorable.
He's so sweet. They're at a mall eating at a food court, and he just started talking about Beyonce. So mom started filming. She posted on TikTok, and guess what? Beyonce saw it.
She did?
Yes, because Beyonce sent him blue and white roses and
no.
a stuffed blue unicorn with a handwritten note. She saw the video. The note starts out with, "To my friend Tyler." And she says, "I see your halo, Tyler."
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I know. And mom's like, you know, he's going to be too young to remember this, but I will always remind him to dream big and to shoot for the stars. Beyonce sent my baby flowers.
Gosh, that's adorable.
That is so... Get him to a concert
yes.
right away. We need them to meet. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Z102.9's Hold Your Horses Prom next Saturday. It's the Doubletree downtown Cedar Rapids, 8 till 11:30, 21 plus. Grab your tickets now, KZIA.com. If that doesn't work, we've got a list of other ticket locations. You buy them in cash and you save some money on the ticket fees, but get them now.
Absolutely.
You always run that risk as we get into the last week. It gets a little dicey on ticket availability.
And you got to be planning for this, right? It is a formal event. It's a fun night out. There's some steps along the way that you got to be set up and ready to go for.
I was dead set on becoming the jockey mascot for prom. Hold Your Horses Prom. We have a Kentucky Derby theme, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous, was jealous of Ben. I've put that jealousy aside because through a course of self-discovery, two horse conversations, and just some good looking in the mirror time, I'm realizing I'm not jockey material, Claire. I'm horse material.
Absolutely. You are Dance and Eric Horseman. I think that you have a lot of potential here. And a lot of, like, the universe is just screaming out horse when it comes to Dance and Eric Hansen.
Horses covered in hair. Dance and Eric Hansen covered mostly in hair.
Yeah.
Horses, good set of choppers,
mm-hmm.
like to use them. Dance and Eric Hansen, good set of teeth, like to use them. Horses, graze all day. Dance and Eric Hansen, graze all day.
Eats out of a bag.
I do. I bring snack bags every day to work.
But the thing yesterday that creeped me out was how well attuned you are at the sounds that only like a horse's ears would be attuned to.
They don't, their ears turn a little bit too in the direction. You ever see those, you know, beautiful horses like mm-hmm. that do carriage rides in downtown New York City, and they know how to listen but also block stuff out at the same time. But I could spot a snack sound miles away with horse ears.
I pulled out a bag of the most obscure snack. A bag of pumpkin seeds. And just on me getting my pumpkin seeds yeah. out, you, without looking up.
I was typing actively. I'm like, oh, it's pumpkin seed time.
Time for a little pumpkin seeds, huh? What? Who guesses that? Horsey hearing. I tell you what.
Horsey Hansen. Dancing Eric Horseman does.
Dancing Eric Horseman has yeah. horsey hearing.
All right. You want to, we're going to administer a yes. Horse ear test right yeah. now.
Please. I have this blindfold. I want you to put it on.
It is now affixed.
Okay. Now that that's done,
hoo-wah!
I am ready to administer the test. Let me get my items.
Is this all just snacks?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yesterday, we had a little snack and feed in the office.
We did. We had a little staff team building lunch, yes.
I have procured some items, and I will now see if you can tell what is in the package based on the sounds of the foods.
Okay, my horse ears are at attention.
Are you ready for the first one?
First sound. Cheese balls. That's a tub of cheese balls.
Tub of cheese balls is correct.
Tub of cheese balls. Next sound. It's not seeds. That's it. It's not a chip.
It's lighter.
That's white cheddar popcorn. It is.
Yes. Two for two.
Two for two, okay.
Now I have a very interesting test because I have two items. I'm going to do...
Item number one?
Item number one.
Okay. Item number two. Give me item one again. Item two. Okay, I will tell you this. They are both Cheetos.
What?
But one is baked. Let's try again. Number one, number one. Give me the number two again. Number one. Number one is regular Cheetos. Number two is baked Cheetos. Am I correct?
Incorrect!
Do you want to know how I know? Because there's more air in the baked Cheetos bag because they're crap. So they put less in there.
You passed! You passed with the perfect finish!
It's my big horse ears! My horsey hearing!
Dancing like a horseman! You are part man, part horse!
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Okay, let's get this over with.
Let's, please, because I was taken aback by something you said on our program on Monday. I was telling you that I was going to give you some Z sleaze and I was going to pepper you with a bunch of stuff.
And I went, you mean my favorite condiment? And you went, what? I'm like, yeah, pepper, condiment.
I could not. And then I stopped and I was like, well, you said that pepper is a condiment. Like maybe it was a quick whoopsie doodle, but you doubled down.
You're, and you're like, you know, it's a spice. I'm like, nah, it's condiment. And then you like salt. I'm like, no, that's a condiment too.
Okay.
Salt's mined out of the ground. It's not a spice.
I completely and wholeheartedly disagree with you on the, is it a condiment? No, my friend. It is not.
Okay, let's go to this radio court of law. I have prepared my arguments.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Your defense?
Yes. I would start by reading from the description of a restaurant supply website.
Okay.
Which would sell this to restaurants. They sell pepper.
Right, they do.
A condiment is a sauce or preparation that is added to food to enhance its flavor or appearance, usually after the food's been cooked. Couldn't be dry or wet, including salt, pepper, vinegar, mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise. So it is on the list of condiments. A, that's point number one. From the dictionary, condiment, something used to enhance the flavor of the food. A seasoning, pepper, is a condiment.
Mm.
Point three, two food critics say that condiments or sauces or seasonings applied by the consumer to customize the flavor of the dish. Most pepper is applied post-making of the food. You add it to your baked potato, to your cottage cheese, to your salad. It is an after item. Sometimes it's not even needed, but it enhances the flavor based on how you like the flavor. Thus, pepper is a condiment. Salt and pepper are traditionally provided at the table, be it your home or restaurant, as confirmed by the chef at Rapid Creek Cidery in Johnson County, who is a well-known chef in our area. Pepper is a condiment. Here is the best example I can give you. We're all people, right? And then we go to school, and then we're educated people. Like, we're graduates. You're going to refer to yourself as something different.
Your Honor.
I stop.
Where is this going?
This has a point.
Your Honor.
Pepper may be in your seasoning cabinet.
Yeah.
But once it graduates to the table, it has changed from a seasoning or spice to become a condiment. It's wearing a cap and gown. It has graduated to become a condiment. And from that point on, once you serve salt and pepper with a dish, be it at home or at a restaurant, it is now filed under condiment,
okay,
not spice. I rest my case by curtsying.
You got to be tired because pepper is a seasoning. I agree with you. It is a spice, a powder that is found in the spice aisle at the grocery store, which is not anywhere near the other condiments such as ketchup and barbecue sauce and all of those. It's because pepper is a spice. It is a seasoning. It is not a condiment. Boom. Simple.
Okay. Well, you just ignored everything I just said.
I just ignored everything you said because it was malarkey.
It is not malarkey.
Malarkey.
It is the opposite of malarkey.
Which is?
Honesty and truth and justice for all in the American way. Pepper.
I won't let you do this.
Pepper is a condiment, people.
Okay, people. It's time to pepper Dancing Eric Hansen.
You ever bought a hot dog at the ballpark?
Yeah,
you have all of the toppings, the condiments.
And then I go through and I pump
in some
mustard.
And salt and pepper is right there among them.
A pump of ketchup and then a pump of pepper? No!
Oh, wait. Oh, I got some fries. Gee, where's the salt? Where's the pepper? They're right next to the condiments because it's a condiment.
Pepper is not a condiment. What say you, members of the esteemed jury? We need you to rise up now.
their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Jury in a hurry. Pepper, condiment, yes or no?
I'm with Claire. It's a seasoning.
Yes, thank you very much, my friend.
Hello, Justice. Juror. Pepper, a condiment, yes or no?
No, always a seasoning.
Thank always you. Sanity prevails.
Hi, jury in a hurry. Is pepper a condiment, yes or no?
Yes.
Hey!
Whoa!
Oh! Whoa!
It's a little early for someone to be supporting you, in my opinion.
I was expecting zeros.
Yes.
Thank you.
But only one count, so thank you.
Are you a chef, perchance? Because chefs carry 10 extra points.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
Yes, I'll take yes.
Yes, he also said yes.
He's not a real chef.
I think he's lagging.
He's
I think he's just fake.
He's the Swedish chef, is
I
what
know
he is.
How to. I'm a good at the grill. He's one of those guys,
I'm
right?
I'm all good at the grill.
Hi, is pepper a condiment, yes or no?
Yes, and can I quote on Google, it said condiments include salt and pepper.
Get out of here. Well, it's a seasoning.
2-2, Claire?
Oh my gosh, head to head.
Jury in a hurry. Pepper, is it a condiment, yes or no?
This is a pity vote, so yes.
It's a pity vote!
Why would you pity him?
Because I'm
this
a lovely...
poor, confused man!
I'm a lovely, poor, confused man.
Oh, my Lord.
Thank you for your pity.
It's not helping him.
Will it be pity votes the rest of the way? Let's find out.
Writing that pity vote.
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Is pepper a condiment, yes or no?
No, a condiment is squeezable.
Thank you.
And a seasoning is shakeable.
Thank you!
You don't I have a pepper squeezer at home. You don't
have a pepper... Get out of here! You do not!
Hey, Jury in a Hurry, is pepper a condiment, yes or no?
No, it's a spice.
Thank you! Oh my gosh! See, we're all just fed up with you.
That was somebody who was waiting to yell at me.
No!
Hi, Jury in a Hurry, is pepper a condiment, yes or no?
No, I would be mad if I asked a server for... condiments and they brought salt and pepper.
That's not what I'm talking about, right? Those are seasonings.
You're going to the wrong restaurant. Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Is pepper a condiment, yes or no?
Yes, it is. And Eric, you are a fantastic arguer.
Whoa!
Thank you.
Somebody's going to get a big head. You're going to regret this.
Hold on. I'm going to write this phone number down.
That seemed like a threat. It wasn't
a
threat.
I need to send flowers later. Hold on a second. Thank you. All right. 5-4.
You're going to live to regret this, lady.
Is pepper a condiment, juror? Yes or no?
Yes.
No!
We've moved to a tie.
This is a deadlock.
Jury in a Hurry, is pepper a condiment? What say you?
No, it's a seasoning. It predates modern condiments. It started in ancient times.
Oh my gosh! You want to work for my law firm?
You have older cookbooks that I can
find.
My goodness!
She's also available to work for your law firm.
Thank you. We need her on research.
All right, you just need one more. This could be it. Jury in a Hurry, is pepper a condiment? What do you say?
Yes or no?
Dear Webster Dictionary, says black pepper, a noun, is a spice that consists of dried berry of an Indian vine ground with black husk still on, meaning it's a spice, not a condiment.
Ayo!
Go Claire!
Ayo! Go Claire!
Who still has a copy of the Webster Dictionary? Huh? Claire?
Yeah!
It's at this point, I will now admit to you, I contacted two chefs, and one of them wholeheartedly told me I was wrong. So you actually had another vote from the chef community in Cedar Rapids.
Thank you, chef.
But I still got 5.
You didn't even back down after you talked to a chef who told you you were
wrong. No, I found another chef.
No, I don't like that opinion,
Let
doctor.
Me find another chef who will agree
with
me.
I'd like a second opinion.
Pepper's not a condiment.
All right, we did it, people. Sanity prevails.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast. Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.